100.7 The Tiger, Off the Record with Brittany and Abby. We're still hanging out in Nashville. This is our last day at Charlotte McCoy's Music Row Live Remotes during CMA Fest Week. We're very tired.
It's been quite the week.
It has been quite the week. And the next person we're talking to is Ben Gallagher.
Yeah, last time Ben brought us coffee, so hopefully he brought us coffee again this time.
Are you drinking coffee or what? I've got tea in there.
Oh, tea.
Honey, nice. Lemon, and some, I've got a lot going on in there. It's like right here.
Yes.
I've got like throat coat.
Oh, nice.
And the breathe easy. Mm-hmm. Get it all going.
You got to. You got to. You're smart. Throat coat is like a lifesaver.
I was really hoping takes that you a couple you were gonna say whiskey, but.
And then I've even got these throat zone lozenges just in case.
There you go.
Thank God.
There you go.
Nothing's coming in between me and.
There you go.
A raspy voice this week.
I get
hopefully.
You. Yeah.
Okay, I see you have a hook bracelet on. Where did you get your hook bracelet from?
I got this
from?
In St. John.
Mine's St. Croix.
No way.
Yeah.
It might be the same. I wonder, I forget where. It's right there in St. John. You know, it's tiny, that like right by the water.
Yeah.
Like a little nice jewelry spot. I got it in 2016.
Nice.
My dad gave it to me a long time ago and I actually went to the Virgin Islands, I guess it was last year. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, look, we're hookers.
Let's
go.
I like it.
So you're taking too, see?
Yeah,
that's how you wear them.
The
that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
It's a funny story about this. Mm-hmm. I lost it for like a couple years and found it last year. And I was really bummed out because I don't lose things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, maybe somebody took it, but I don't know, you know?
Yeah.
And me and Brittany were in our storage units in Florida going through some stuff, looking for stuff. And she goes, babe, I found my hook bracelet. She found hers.
Yeah,
and I go, hey, can you look a little harder and like your stuff? Maybe mine's with it.
Yeah.
5 minutes later, babe, I found it.
I'm like, my God.
I'm never taking this off.
Yes. So I never take mine off.
I knew it would find me, hopefully,
yeah.
You know, but
love it.
I was super bummed for like a couple years there.
I guess so. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So you're a beach guy and that comes through in your music. It's super like beachy country. We love it. You've got a new single to country radio.
Yeah.
Can you give us the rundown on that?
Yeah. See you next summer. You know, my label sent me a link full of songs, probably 10 or 12 songs. And, you know, this whole new project, I just wanted to take a different mindset. And I was definitely open to outside songs that I didn't write. And just been writing a ton myself as well. And so out of that link, I found two songs that I loved. See You Next Summer was one of them. Another one was Dirt Cheap, which will be probably the second single.
Nice.
Love that song. But, you know, I saw Hardy, Hillary, Lindsay, and David Garcia's name next to that before I listened to it. And I was like, damn, this is probably going to be pretty dang good. You
right.
know?
Yeah. Don't even have to listen to it yet.
Yeah. And I just, you know, I took, if there's any ego in me or whatever, like I just took it out, you know, for this project or even really last project. I just want to create. And I fell in love with that song the first time I heard it. I was like, damn, they nailed it. They absolutely nailed it. And so, it's a song that's, you know, not only is it like a summer love song, it's like a forever kind of love song.
Uh-huh.
It's like, hey, I'm not going to, I'll, it's not like just a, maybe I'll see you next summer. It's like, I'm going to see you next summer and every summer after that kind of song.
Oh, I love it.
And
it
so
is.
I'm living that song. That's how me and Brittany, you know, in a sense, like we couldn't wait to get married, you know?
I love that. That's so cute.
I think we're all looking for that forever kind of love. And that's just a really cool song that is authentic to me. And really fun to sing. And,
right.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, we're going to give you a little hell here for a second. So we're from Baton Rouge. And, you know, Brian Kelly is
big
the LSU head coach.
I know that.
And
yeah.
I heard in the booth next to us that you're a Seminole fan.
I am.
Oh, man. Why? What'd you do?
Why?
Yeah. You know, we've got some national championships under our belt. So we are winners. We are winners.
Are you somewhat of an LSU fan now, or you're like, absolutely not?
You know, I'm not. Like,
yeah.
I'm not going to diss them.
Yeah.
I'm just a Seminole fan.
That's
but
true.
I'd check out a LSU baseball game.
Yeah, super regional.
Okay.
Game.
You know, I'll check it out.
We have access to a suite, so if you ever want to
come
to a game, let us
know.
I'm
down. I'm down.
Yes.
I think a Knowles LSU game would be fire.
That'd be awesome. It would.
Right,
I know y'all got a great atmosphere there, so I'm definitely down
to
check it out.
It's so fun.
It's
all
nuts.
About a good party.
It's so fun.
Same.
Yeah.
So
same.
We play this game with everyone, and it's called Burning Questions. So we're going to let you reach into
there.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, Lord. Get ready.
They're burning.
If you don't want to answer, we won't outwardly judge you.
Right.
What's something non-sexual that turns you on? That's hilarious. Something non-sexual.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Gallagher said fried food, so I mean, like, it can be anything.
Wow. I would say when Brittany, my wife, is just, and she's always like, she's just super helpful and super, like, supportive of what I'm doing.
And I hate like,
whether
so
it's,
much.
I know this is funny, but like, whether it's like, she didn't do it this morning, she was sleeping when I left because it was really early.
Really
but
early.
It's like, you know, it's like, babe, hey, can you hit me with some glam? Can you hit my face or can you come? Make sure my sleeves are rolled up properly.
Yeah.
Shave my neck for me, whatever.
Yeah, it's just like when she's like, I got you, babe.
I'm look, that's a good woman right there.
Yeah.
And her name's Brittany. Hell yeah.
You know? Yeah.
It's a good name.
It's a great name.
It's a good name.
It's a great name.
Well, thank you so much, Brian. We appreciate it. And
anytime.
You get a shot glass and a sticker.
I appreciate that. I love a good sticker, and I clearly love a good shot glass.
Look, it changes colors.
That one to Brittany as well.
This does?
Yep.
How so?
When you pour liquor into, or it doesn't have to be liquor, but it turns purple.
Sick.
So, yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate y'all.
We appreciate
you. We're gonna come visit.
Please do.
Yes.